One critic described pianist Chano Dominguez as having Cadiz in the soul and Thelonious Monk in the fingers, meaning the spirit of flamenco coupled with the swing of jazz. NPR's Felix Contreras has the story of a musician from Spain who's turning heads in both musical worlds.
Flamenco was born in southern Spain, and so was pianist Chano Dominguez. He says his earliest memories of growing up in the port city of Cadiz are of flamenco being made everywhere. In the streets, cafes, and at home on the record player. So it was almost inevitable that at age 8 he got his first guitar.
En mi casa oíamos flamenco a través de mi padre, que era un grandísimo aficionado.
In my home we heard flamenco thanks to my dad, because he was a huge fan. The first music I played was flamenco. The first rhythms I played that affected me emotionally were flamenco.
Chano Dominguez was well into his teens when he came under the spell of music from outside Spain. It was the 1970s and he was listening to progressive rock, Genesis, Yes, and King Crimson. Eventually, he moved from guitar to piano and his musical tastes followed.
A partir de ahí, empieza a conocer otro tipo de grupos como With the Report o Return to Forever.
From there, we became familiar with groups like Weather Report, Return to Forever, Soft Machine, Mahavishnu Orchestra. That made me close to jazz because that music permitted improvisation. Then my head became filled with the thoughts of learning about the languages of jazz and the improvisations of jazz.
Dominguez immersed himself in the world of jazz piano, taking his research all the way back to Jelly Roll Morton. Dominguez's story is not that much different from that of many jazz musicians, but he grew up within the cultural confines of a military dictatorship. Until 1975, Spain was ruled by General Francisco Franco. In Spain, as in many Eastern Bloc countries, jazz came to represent freedom and was frowned upon, if not forbidden. A teenage Chano Dominguez found his freedom in jazz, yet he had a difficult time finding Jelly Roll Morton.
Pero era muy difícil encontrar discos, encontrar partituras.
It was hard to find records and scores. It was a desert. And without a doubt, during the Franco years, music and culture were backwards in my country. The way we lived back then was, we'd get ahead a bit in terms of culture, then we'd take an even bigger step backwards.
But when Franco died, the world changed for Spain's artists.
Para mí hay un punto de inflexión muy importante que es cuando.
For me, there is a point that when the dictatorship disappeared and democracy came, there was this incredible thing that happened where all the artists began to come together. Festivals sprung up, rock and jazz festivals, big festivals, and we got to know musicians who had been developing their music in private. It was a moment that gave us Spaniards the opportunity to go out in the street and paint what we wanted to paint. Write what we wanted to write and play what we wanted to play.
As Spanish society opened up, musicians began to experiment with blending traditional rhythms and melodies with jazz. On the other side of the Atlantic, Miles Davis had famously recorded music influenced by Spain in the late 1950s. But an organic fusion of the two cultures has been elusive. Nat Chediak is a record producer and author of the book The Dictionary of Latin Jazz. He says the two cultures finally come together in Chano Dominguez.
Chano is a very special artist. I think what happens with Chano as far as flamenco jazz is that everything comes together with him. That fusion, now it just flows, you know. Now it's seamless. Now it is one, and you cannot separate one from the other.
Chano Dominguez says the fusion is in the musician. It's the person who has two cultures.
Yo soy un músico de Cádiz.
I'm a musician of Cádiz, and I carry this language inside of me. And the language of jazz is something that I've had a passion for more than 20 years. All those years, I've been learning and playing the music.
Dominguez says there is a deep connection between jazz and flamenco, a shared history of sorts. He makes reference to the beginnings of flamenco back to the 15th century when a nomadic people called the Roma or Gypsies made southern Spain their home. Initially persecuted by Spanish royalty, they survived to see their culture and their music thrive. He says jazz comes from similar circumstances.
Aunque aparentemente en la superficie son músicas muy diferentes.
Even though they may appear to be different, I think that deep down there is a similarity, the necessity of a people to express themselves. In the case of flamenco, the people were travelers that never established themselves in one place. And in the case of jazz, I think the beginnings were the result of the blacks, the African Americans who were brought here and used the instruments of the whites to play the music of the whites in their own way. And for me, there's a connection. Both groups made music that is so expressive and emotional.
Chano Dominguez's profile is on the rise here in the U.S. He was recently commissioned by the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra to compose a piece featuring his trio, the orchestra, and flamenco dancers and singers. His Spanish CDs are now available here, and a tour with his quintet is tentatively set for the fall. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.